Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, "Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world." It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, today I'm going to talk about friendship. I believe that friendships are one of the most important gifts we can give ourselves. So if you're feeling lonely, may this time we have together help lift your mood and encourage you to go out and make a new friend. I once read that friendship is the golden thread that ties the heart of all the world. Oh yes, friendship cements relationships between children, marriage partners, families, communities, nations. It's the glue that holds everything together. And when friendship is missing from our lives many times, so is joy and peace and love, because we feel lonely, don't we? You know, friendship can take on a variety of forms. One kind of friendship may look like romance. And in fact, it should be part of any romantic relationship, including our marriage. Our husbands, if you have one, should be your best friend. Well, hopefully that part of friendship includes laughter and joy. And yes, my husband Randy is my best friend, and we laugh a lot. Sometimes at funny movies, which we both enjoy, or even our dogs as they play out in the yard. Friendship should be fun. Funny happenings are twice as funny when shared with your friend. My friend Diane and I have many laughs, and sometimes over jokes, but mostly just at each other. And you know, the sad times are only half as sad when you have a friend to listen and cry with you. My friend Gwen has often cried with me, and I with her, in our painful times through the years. Yes, my friends are too many to mention, but then many of you listening to Psalms of Hope have become my friends too. And thank you for your friendship. An author, George Webster Douglas, wrote this about friendship. He said, "What makes us friends in the long ago when we first met? Well, I think I know. Always and always before life began, our being friends was part of God's plan." Isn't that wonderful? And I think that's true. And now here's a wonderful song about friendship. It's the Gaither Band singing, "Loving God, Loving Each Other."
Loving God, loving each other, making music with my friend. Loving God, loving each other, and the story never ends.
They push back from the table to listen to his words, his secret plan before he had to go. It's not complicated, don't need a lot of rules. This is all you need to know.
With my friend, love. story never ends.
We tend to make it harder, build steeples out of stone, fill books with explanations of the way. But if we'd stop and listen and break a little bread, we would hear the Master say, loving God, loving each other, making
loving God and loving each other is what true friendship is all about, isn't it? I once read that friends must have enough common interests to get along well and enough differences to make life interesting. You probably know the old song from a musical that said, "You like tomatoes, I like tomatoes." Well, that's certainly the way it is with my friend Caroline. Even though we're both writers and enjoy that together, we do have a lot of differences. For instance, Caroline likes the romantic Victorian era with all of its quaint phrases and frills and dust. And when she writes about her life, she writes that she lives in a cottage, even though her house looks a lot like mine and on a street not far away. But inside, I guess her house does look a little like a cottage with all of her teapots and cups sitting around. But growing up in South Dakota and then living in Montana and California, I guess I'm more of a casual decorator, although I do like some British European designs. But I find too many things on the tabletops make me think of how much time it will take to dust. Well, although Caroline has a wider knowledge of classical music than I do, although I like it, I don't have the understanding that she does. I tend to like more of the Southern gospel music with a little country music thrown in. But we have learned a lot from each other. For instance, Caroline finally understands that the verb ain't is the primary word that holds a good country song together. Well, one day I told her that you can find in the Complete Idiot's Guidebook answers to just about anything that you want to learn about. And when I told her that, she replied, "Why would I want to buy a book that considers me an idiot?" So now you can see why we're friends. But in addition to friendships here on earth, Jesus wants to be our friend too. And now here's Barbara Fairchild singing about Jesus, my forever friend.
Everybody needs a little help sometimes. no one stands alone. Makes no difference if you're just a child like me, or a king upon a throne. For there are no exceptions. We all stand in the light. Everybody needs a friend. Let me tell you of mine. He's my forever friend, my leave me there. This night to rainbow's end, he's my forever friend. Even when I turn away, he cares for me. His love no one can shake. Even as I walk away, he's by my side with every breath I take. And sometimes I forget him. My halo fails to shine. Sometimes I am not his friend, but he is always mine. If you still don't know the one I'm talking of, I think it's time you know. Long ago and far away upon a cross, my friend died for you. If you'd like to be here and don't know what to do, ask my friend into your heart. He'll be your friend too.
Yes, Jesus wants to be your forever friend too. Oh, isn't it great how friends can expand each other's horizons and help us to look at new things? You know, there are good friends that we have that maybe we have much in common or with whom we can laugh. And yet, you know, I noticed it's our differences that keep us interesting to each other. Friends can provide us with a new perspective when we face a tough decision. And friends can also help us laugh when we feel like crying. And we all know and find comfort in the things that we have in common with our friends. But sometimes the differences can really help solidify that bond of friendship. You know, there are all kinds of people we call friends, at some level at least. There's a friend who leaves you and moves away and, you know, you breathe a sigh of relief. And then there are the friends who leave you and you breathe a sigh of remorse and wonder why they had to go and leave such a gaping hole in your heart. But friends do love us and yet move on. Children love parents. Parents love their children and yet grown children, grandchildren move away. People grow apart due to activities or other commitments. I believe in God's master plan for our lives. And as people move in and out of our life, each person leaves its mark on your heart. You'll find you are made up of the bits and pieces of all who have ever touched your life. Think about some teacher from your past who made an impact on you, or a Sunday school teacher, or a neighbor. Yes, our lives are richer because of those people. Well, King Solomon knew a lot about friendships and relationships, and in Proverbs 18 he wrote, "There are so-called friends who destroy each other, but a real friend sticks closer than a brother." Yes, that's Jesus. He says he wants to be our friend, our Messiah, and our Lord. Well, this song by a group called Point of Grace is a little more upbeat group than I normally play, but I really like the song. The song is called Circle of Friends. So here they are now. Yes, as the song says, in a circle of friends, we have one Father. In a circle of friends, we share this prayer that we'll gather together. No matter how the highway bends, I will not lose this circle of friends. I love that song. Yes, even though you and I may not meet this side of heaven, I hope I can be the kind of encouraging friend you need, wherever you are and whatever your situation, even if it's a long-distance friend. Well, the motivational speaker, Dale Carnegie, said, "You can make more friends in 2 months by becoming interested in other people than you can in 2 years by getting other people interested in you." Well, I had to laugh when I read that, as I was thinking of someone I met not long ago. And afterwards, she said to a mutual friend of ours, "Samantha's such an interesting person. I really enjoyed meeting her." Well, what really happened was that I was fascinated by her experiences when she went to Russia. And so all I did was ask a lot of questions, and she did all the talking. And it proved what Dale Carnegie said, didn't it? Become interested in other people first, and you'll make a new friend. I do think friendship really is about caring about the details of other people's lives and taking time to listen, to laugh, even cry with them, and especially to pray with them. Once in a while in life, we'll be privileged to find a special friend, someone who changes our life by just being part of it. I've had a few such friends in my life, but like most of us, I suspect those kinds of friends are very few, and yet we treasure them when God gifts us with such a friend. Well, while I play some music for you, why not think of some of your friends and maybe make a commitment to send a card affirming your appreciation? I know I love it when someone writes to me. Well, now here's a song about our best friend, Jesus. It's Vern Jackson singing, "My Friend."
My friend is the King of all kings, and yet my friend walks beside me. My friend rules the earth and the sun, and yet my friend stops to guide me. My friend takes my hand just when all appears in vain, and makes it plain through joy or pain he'll remain my friend. Tells me life is a road, and though it ends at the bending, my friend tells me then there's a road beyond this road that's unending. Someday when I walk up that golden road that lies beyond the bend, who will there be to welcome me? My friend. Someday when I walk up that golden road that lies beyond the bend, who will there be to welcome me, my friend?
Oh yes, Jesus is our best friend if we ask him. I hope you were blessed as you listened to that song wherever you are. One of the amusing statements I read about friends is from Hugh Kingsmill. He said, "Friends are God's apology for relatives." Well, you know, in thinking about a couple of my own relatives, maybe that's true. Well, now I can only hope they aren't listening on the internet, or I won't be able to go back to South Dakota. Oh, I'm just joking. But you know, this program, Psalms of Hope, is the result of the prayers and dreams a dear friend dreamed with me. I hope you have friends who will believe in your dreams too. You know, there are all kinds of people in the Bible that had a relationship, a friendship with God, with Jesus. Some of them are fishermen, tax collectors, rabbis, teachers, judges, farmers, landowners, sheepherders, wise men, kings, and many others, even Rahab, the prostitute. In chapter 2 of the book of James, it says that Rahab was shown to be a friend of God when she hid the messengers and sent them safely on their way by a different road. Interestingly, also in the book of James, Abraham was called a friend of God. Wouldn't that be wonderful to be known as a friend of God? It's one of the things we can all aspire to, and I guess part of that would mean that we would know God. How do we know God? Well, by reading the Bible and listening to Him speak to us through the Scriptures, and taking time to talk to Him like He was our best friend, which God says He wants to be. In fact, the Bible says Jesus will be our best friend that sticks closer to us than a brother. Yes, He's the best friend we could ever have. And if you want to know Jesus better, just write to me and ask for my book, New Beginnings. It's my gift to you. And will you be my friend too and send me a quick email or letter to let me know you heard my program and the station you heard it on? The announcer will give you my contact information. Today, as every day, it's my prayer that you will become a friend of God as you put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's SamanthaLandy.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.